This is GamerCast episode 285, Evil Returns, May 15th. This is the show recorded on the 19th of March, 2012. Yeah, I'm your host. My name's Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hello.
Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
So what's going down in GamerCast land this week? Anything?
GamerCast land? Land? I don't know.
Land.
Is anything going on?
Apparently not.
I don't think so. Not really any kind of announcements, but then we don't really do announcements.
Okay, then.
For the news.
So obviously, as the title of the show already alluded to,
suggests,
whichever word you would rather me use, Diablo 3 has a release date of May 15th. This is obviously super epic news, and nothing else needs to be said other than Diablo 3 has a release date of May 15th. Diablo 3 has a release date of May 15th. Diablo 3 has a release date of May 15th.
If you're in Russia or Latin American countries, you've got to wait until June 7th.
Oh, I have to wait until May 15th. The release date. Yeah.
Yep, don't forget there's a collection. It's available on other websites now. I know it's on Amazon. It is on Game still, but we're not sure what's going on with Game. But you can also, if you don't care about having a big collector's edition, you can buy a standard edition. Or, of course, you can do a pre-purchase through Battle.net. Battle.net.
Or if you buy 12 months of World of Warcraft, you get it for free.
Yep. The year thing. Oh, and that runs out on the 1st of May, I believe, that offer.
Aye, so if you're going to do it, now
do
is
it now.
The time.
Good now.
Of course, if who would want to really pay for a year of WoW up front?
Well, you got one more expansion coming out at some point. Who knows when?
Pandaland.
Mm-hmm.
Pandaland. In other news, the British Awards for Film, TV thing, whatever it stands for, and video games.
I wish I knew exactly what it stood for, but I don't.
Well, it's like the British Awards for Film and Television Award, or British event, or British something.
British.
But they do a video game award thing as well, and a bunch of games won some awards.
Yes, so. Oh, yeah, of course, it's the British Academy of Film and TV.
There you go, I knew it was something.
Television Arts, which is why it's an TA.
TA, Total Annihilation.
So, should I just list kind of what won? So we've got Best Action, Batman Arkham City, Artistic Achievement, Rayman Origins, which is pretty cool, Audio Achievement, Battlefield 3, Best Game went to Portal 2, Debut Game went to Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet, Design went to Portal 2, Family, Little Big Planet 2, Game Innovation, Little Big Planet 2, Mobile and Handheld, Peggle HD. This won it over things like Mario and stuff like that.
In your face?
Because they put mobile and handheld into one form. Which is silly, because there's a lot of handheld kind of platforms. And
yeah.
The thing is, yeah, a handheld game you can pay about 30 quid for. A mobile game can be about 79p, a quid, something like that. Like, I think they should have their own categories, but then I also think one of the other categories is a bit silly. Anyway, so there's Online Browser, which was won by Monster Mind. Online Multiplayer, Battlefield 3. Original Music, L.A. Noire. Performer was Mark Hamill as the Joker in Arkham City. Sports/Fitness. So I think this should be two categories, or just Sports. Because Kinect Sports 2-1. And I know lots of people are a bit annoyed with the one that won.
Yeah, that's the trouble with what
F1 was in this, I believe.
The thing is, you've got sports games, which are games about sports, like football, motor racing, sport games. And then you've got things like Kinect Sports.
Yeah, Kinect Sports 2, Dance
Zumba,
Central.
And or some other random
what
stuff.
What was the other one? Your Shape Fitness Evolved.
Your Shape Fitness Evolved 2012.
2012, there we go. I got to do a tweet. Yes, so I moaned about that. Story went to Portal 2. Portal 2 got 3 in total, I believe. Yeah.
Portal 2 got a bunch of awards.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I thought best game would have been
Portal 2 got three awards.
Strategy went to Total War Shogun 2. BAFTA Ones to Watch Award, which was like Dare to Be Digital kind of stuff, I think, was TikTok Toys, not Joust, which I thought could have won or should have won, maybe. And the Game Award of 2011, which is, of course, user voted, which is by game shoppers, consumers. Went to Battlefield 3, which is the first time it hasn't actually gone to a Call of Duty game in some time. So obviously the Battlefield people got together, Battlefield fans,
mm-hmm.
and made other people vote. Skyrim didn't win any awards. The main big one of not winning awards was Skyrim, really, wasn't it?
Aye. Skyrim should have won Best Music.
Yeah, instead L.A. Noire won that, and I know a lot of people were a bit miffed about that.
L.A. Noire's music, although it was good, there wasn't a lot of it.
No, but then it's... Yeah. There wasn't a huge amount of it. I think they released two soundtracks, though.
I never heard it while you were playing it.
There's a few... There's, like, the main theme and a few things like that, which I can think of in my head right now. But there's not really a huge amount that is, like, memorable. So, yeah, that was the BAFTAs. That'll happen again next year with new games that come out this year. Yeah, maybe they'll fix the categories and sort them out.
Now, in other news, a new Neo Geo console is coming out.
Yes, so Blaze have announced they've got a partnership with SNK, Playmore, and also Tomo, and they're going to bring a handheld version of Neo Geo platforms out. So it'll be a small handheld, probably maybe about that. It's got a 3.5-inch screen. So is that the size of the one on your phone?
What? My phone is a 4.3-inch screen.
Oh, okay, sorry. I don't know. What's got a 3.5? Is that a Vita?
Vita's 5 inches.
Oh, I don't know anything, do I? I don't know inches.
iPhone's 3.5.
I'm centimetres. Anyway, it's got a 3.5-inch screen, an SD card slot, which may suggest you may be able to purchase games or other SNK games that aren't coming preloaded with the console. Well, the handheld, I should say. There's 20 games that are going to come preloaded on it. These include Art of Fighting, Baseball Stars, Cyberlip, Fatal Fury Special, Football Frenzy, King of the Monsters, Last Resort, League Bowling, Magician Lord, Metal Slug,
Stephen Hawking, Pro Wheelchair 2,
Nation, no, NAM 1975, Samurai Showdown, Sengoku, Super Sidekicks, King of Fighters 94, The Ultimate 11, Top Players Golf, and World Heroes. A lot of those games are the cheapy ones. So they were kind of AES games that you could pick up. Things like Sengoku, Magician Lord, they're really cheap. I think Art of Fighting is as well. We're saying like Metal Slug is slightly harder to get. Hopefully they will allow you to buy the rarer games, just because then you could own games that could cost upwards of £500 if you actually want to buy the cart.
Aye.
And it's a cheap method of being able to play the games. There's no price or official release date as of yet. They've said the second quarter of this year. There have been rumours that it's going to be a limited edition handheld, which is going to be about £500, which is a bit expensive if it is. But Blaze will announce some more information soon. Thank you very much, Paul. Lollipop Chainsaw news. So they've announced some of the voice actors that are happening. Well, having recording voices for the game. Of course, with it being a James Gunn script or writing or translation writing, I think the main script was written by someone on Suda's side, but he's done a lot of kind of influence on it as well. Because he's in it, he's kind of had his own little influence on it, which means some of the voice actors are his mates. This was kind of not a given, but kind of an assumption from some people who may have watched James Gunn stuff in the past. So they've got Michael Rosenbaum in it. You seem to be laughing. I didn't know why.
I'm just seeing the chat room. Okay. Saying. Don't look at it yourself.
They've got Tara Strong, who did Harley Quinn in Arkham City.
I'll just say what it was. The chat room says we should talk about Stephen Hawking Pro Wheelchair. Chat.
Linda Cardellini. Shawnee Smith, who was, of course, in the Saw films. Well, the first four Saw films. Michael Rooker, He was that redneck in Walking Dead. The brother of... I can't even think of what his name is. Daryl. Daryl's brother. Do you remember him? The guy they left on the top of the... No? Okay. No. Well, he was also in Slither as well. And who else? They got Greg Henry. And Sean Gunn's making an appearance as well, who is James Gunn's brother. Lollipop Chainsaw is coming out June 15th, by the way. If anyone didn't know out there. Yesterday has now got a release date...
of today!
22nd of March.
Of 3 days' time from now.
Yes, so Yesterday is the new game from Pendulo Studios, who are the guys and gals who make the Runaway series of games. Tiny bit of news, Last Express and Twin Sen. Last Express being an adventure game, Twin Sen being Little Big Adventure, if anyone's ever played that. Kind of Frenchy.
Nope.
Cult game. They're both being ported to phones. I'm not entirely sure how well something like The Last Express will work on it. But Last Express is coming out on iOS, and Twin Sen is coming out on iOS and Android as well. Twin Sen is going to be available in the fall of this year, and Last Express doesn't have any kind of release date yet. Next up, there's another Indie Royale bundle. It finishes fairly soon, I think in about a day's time. So if you listen to the show now, when I say now, of course, it means in time. But there's an Indie Royale St. Patrick's Day bundle.
Aye. It's got some decent games in this, like some of them do. Like Jolly Rover.
I've actually got Jolly Rover.
And Hard Reset.
I now have... Well, I bought the Indie bundle. So it's got Hard Reset, which is... I believe... Is it a cyberpunk-y game? I remember watching some trailers for it and looking... Well, being a bit interested in it, and I hadn't bought it. So I picked this up because it's pretty cheap anyway. But then you get a few other games. So it's also got Vertex, Dispenser, and DLC Quest, with a bonus of Lair of the Evil Doer. There's also a bonus soundtrack, should you pay more than the minimum.
Oh, really?
Hey, you've switched sides. That's weird.
Yeah, look at me and talk.
Hi. What?
You're not facing me, man. You have to face this way.
That's weird. So check out the Indie Royale website if you want to give some money to independent developers.
I would give some money to independents when they give some money to us. The hand is open for the monies.
Rocksmith has now got a release date for the UK, which is September 14th for Xbox 360, and it will be available on PlayStation 3... as well, but PC will be a little bit later, and PC is Windows and Macintosh. It's already been out in North America for quite some time now, I believe. And Rocksmith, for anyone who doesn't know, is supposed to be the Guitar Hero style game that teaches you to actually play the guitar. It's got lots of games, lots of songs in it. Anything I like in that? Me, High and Dry. It's an alright song. It's got over 50 tracks. I'm not entirely sure. I haven't seen the controller, I must say, for it. So you can put pre-orders in for that now. You can also pre-order it on the Ubisoft website. Bioshock Infinite, there are two new videos up that have come up recently, which are their Hard Hitters series. The first one was a George Washington mechanical box star thing. And the newest one, oh, I can't remember what it is because I haven't watched it yet. I was going to watch it today, but I didn't watch it.
Oh, wow, freaky. It looks like I've got, like, a tiny bit of my, like, one tiny glasses on your side of the screen.
The most recent one was the Handyman.
Handyman.
Of course, so at the moment, these videos are just showing enemies. If you don't want to spoil any of Bioshock Infinite and you don't want to see anything to do about it, don't watch it, because then the... enemies will remain surprising when you actually see them for the first time, as opposed to watching them in a video. We recently mentioned Total War Battles, which is a digital version of Total War. They have now announced that the first thing to be released is called Total War Battles Shogun.
So this is a turn... Is it turn-based or real-time?
It's real-time. Is it turn-based? Wait, I'm trying to read. Where it's hexagon-based. I know that.
Well, we can see that. Let's just show the screenshots of it.
This thing doesn't say whether it is one of the others.
Well, this is the screenshots. I mean, it looks a bit like Age of Empires, but on the other hand, it also looks a bit like Civ 5.
Yeah, I saw that. Let's have a see if this... Where is it? Oh, I missed it. I'm not sure. Because I was looking at the news we spoke about it previously, and it was that they wanted to deliver a game that plays to the strengths of handheld RTS mechanics and adapts to a variety of platforms. And it's coming out 19th of April. And have they said what's coming out? It's going to be on iOS. Okay.
We're going to be watching The Walking Dead later, isn't it?
So, Walking Dead news. There should be a video today showing... I think it was today. Showing what the gameplay's like.
Well, basically, you've got this... you've got the main dude. What's his name? Rick? And he's always telling us...
nothing to do with the TV show.
Do you mind? Funny joke.
Okay.
You've got the main dude. Yeah, he's called Rick. And he's always telling the kid to get in the damn house. And then the game revolves around him getting the kid in the house instead of wandering off getting people killed. Damn kid.
So Telltale have announced that
Rick will be in it
once again. Like most of their games, it's going to be in 5 episodes. Rick. The first episode will arrive in April and the next 4 will follow regularly. There's no word on if every platform's coming out at the same time, because it's coming out on Xbox Live, PSN, Windows, Macintosh and iOS as well. Yeah, I believe so. There was supposed to be a video or a live stream of some variety that shows what the gameplay is like today. Then next up, Microsoft news. They now have Mr. Phil Harrison working. Well, taking place in Mr. Molyneux's shoes.
Phil Harrison's taken over, a former Sony executive who did the same job. Now he's doing the job of Microsoft. Whoop you doodah. No offense, but Phil Harrison, chillax. The chat room wants to know, where did you hear about Walking Dead?
Oh, I just said to our messenger, MCB / IGN.
We don't mention competitive gaming things.
IGN had it as
IGN is to suck.
IGN had it as like a exclusive ignorant piece of news, I believe.
Gamers,
and then MCB then reported on it.
Noobs.
Because I believe the
ignorant gaming noobs.
The video showing the gameplay was going to be via one of IGN's video network things. So Phil Harrison is now or soon to become a Microsoft man. Of course, he used to be a Sony man and then an Atari man. He's now Microsoft. And I guess my foot's gone to sleep. Of course, Peter Molyneux was quite a face for Microsoft. Don't know what Phil Harrison will do. From the sounds of it, he hasn't really got it. He's not going to have anything to do with Lionhead. He's just overseeing the development Xbox
Microsoft Studios Europe.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it, what did Peter Molyneux do?
I don't know.
Nobody's really sure of what he did.
I didn't stalk him.
Just because I stalked him for a few months doesn't know I know what he did all the time. It's not my fault he kept hanging about in Guildford and I bumped into him the one time I was down there.
And then finally, a couple of other things. Ratchet & Clank HD Collection has been confirmed. This will be the original trilogy from the PlayStation 2, so Ratchet & Clank 1, 2 and 3, excluding... what was it? The arena thing. There was a fourth one. I can't think what it's called.
The rubbish one that no one bought.
I got it. And as it's a normal HD re-release, it will be slightly nicer looking. As it's a Sony exclusive as well, it will have trophies. It won't be out on the Xbox 360, sadly. But Ratchet's Place of Living is, of course... Sony consoles. Deadlocked. That's not what it was called over here. Gladiator. There you go. Ratchet Clank. Ratchet Gladiator is not coming out over here. It's not coming out on the HD collection. And then Friday, well, I think the Ratchet News is really cool because I'd love to play them again, even though I have them all anyway, but I'd buy them again because they all look nice. And I love Ratchet & Clank. Shenmue news. So there's some rumours going about on the internet. I know we don't really go by rumours.
We don't really discuss rumours. We discuss official
rumours. They seem to be slightly official rumours, according to some of the rumours. But there may be a Shenmue HD release coming soon. Shenmue 1 and 2, maybe, from what I've read on the interwebs. Don't shake your head. Nope.
I think it's comical that the only games coming out on the PS3 lately are like PS2 games and PS1 games.
Well, yeah, Jak and Daxter came out recently. There was Sly, you had the Ico Shadow, or Ico and Shadow. Yeah, we've got Ratchet and Clank now. But I think the Shenmue news is really cool. It's said on like all the websites that have reported it that from a source, the remake was finished over a year ago, but they've been putting off releasing it.
Oh, why?
But everyone knows there's loads of Shenmue fans out there. It's like a cult thing.
That's not a good thing.
I will buy it again. Well, yeah. It's more of a cult than smaller cult games.
Can I just say, cults are bad. Do not let your parents join a cult.
So yeah, Shenmue 1 and 2 remade and, well, made to look nicer and on the 360. I would love that.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
Right, last week everyone would have heard this.
どうせみる?
お前は手を出すな。 代わりに頼みがある。
So Catherine guessed nothing. Despite the fact by the official rules of the game, she is required to guess. Therefore, you are disqualified.
What?
Charlotte guessed Lost Planet. Nobody else guessed as far as I'm aware. I don't think we had any recent ones on the YouTubes, did we?
No, I don't think we did.
No. In that case, everyone was wrong. And, yeah, everyone's wrong. Baxter's now guessing Lost Planet in the chat room. But he's wrong.
He's swearing.
Yes, he's swearing in a chat room. Bad Baxter. The answer was actually Final Fantasy 13-2.
Game I have not played or bought.
So, GZ to me for that.
Yeah, I still don't understand why you get the GZs.
If nobody can guess, it means I win.
I suppose.
Because then I've successfully won. In it.
I guess.
In it.
Stop saying in it.
This week we've got something different. I've actually forgotten what it is, but it's much easier than last week because I thought, well, it's too easy if I win all the time.
That ding sounded familiar.
Yeah, to those that have played this game, most of the background noise you can probably discard, but there's a couple of sounds in there which should make it instantly knowable what that game is.
Hint.
It's by the guy that someone likes.
What?
Tim Schafer. Tim Schafer is involved with this game somehow. It's not Final Fantasy 13-2, Baxter.
That was the last one. Charlotte knows.
Yeah, Charlotte probably will know what it is.
Is it an... So, okay. Is it a pre-Double Fine? Or a post-Double Fine?
I don't know. I think this is Double Fine, but...
You think...
I don't know exactly when or what or... It's not Brutal Legend, so...
Yeah, I can tell that. I'm going to go with...
StarCraft?
Stacking.
Stacking. Baxter says GTA, StarCraft, and lots of other things.
34... Charlotte gonna guess? Are you gonna put stat GTA down for Mr. Baxter then? What's he mean by 34?
So Charlotte says stacking as well. Baxter just guessing loads of random things in the chat room. And Oxley says Baxter. No, that's not the name of the game. So yeah, if you think you know what it is, feedback at gamercast.net, or leave a comment on the website at gamercast.net. It's not Crash Bandicoot. And you can also leave a comment on the YouTube video as well, if I can be bothered to actually check those before the next show, which is probably unlikely. Yeah, so good luck to anyone who attempts to enter. It's not Need for Speed and it's not Fallout either. You're not allowed to guess every game you can possibly think of. Jesus Christ, man. That's what Oxley said, don't do, surely.
New releases this week.
It's not Mortal Kombat either. God, I'm not... Right, I'm minimising that. There we go. Look, we've got a nice background for the show instead. So the major release this week is Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City.
Yep, this is, of course, the four-player, multiplayer... online, co-op-y, Resident Evil...
Yeah, this isn't like normal Resident Evil. This is like a spin-off Resident Evil.
Yeah, it's a team-based shooter. You play as USS characters. I can't think of... all the names of them. Some of them have their own different abilities. Some are cooler than others. And stuff like that.
What are you doing? That's my drink you nicked.
But yeah, this is coming out on Xbox 360 and PS3. It is the biggest console release. Yeah. Of this week. No? What's bigger?
Tropico,
that's the PC version. Well, I suppose it's coming out as DLC today as well.
Tropico.
Today? Friday. Then we got Total War Shogun 2 Fall of Samurai. This is the expand alone. So I've kind of grabbed that phrase from...
We don't say expand alone. This is the... what would be an expansion pack, but let's charge full price for a game. Which is how I define it.
Are you like Napoleon?
Yeah, I like Shogun too. When you can actually complete a bloody game of it.
So Total War Shogun.
God, he's still going in the chat room.
This adds loads of new features, so railways, there was steamboat battles and stuff. I watched a few trailers recently for it.
Wait, it's set in the 19th century?
Mm-hmm. It's when the Westerners come in.
Well, the Westerners were already in Japan faffing about, but they bring in all their newfangled technologies. It's not Fable either.
And they've added control of cannons and stuff, so you can direct where the things go. Balls, cannonballs. But of course, while you're doing that, you're then not paying attention to the rest of the battle that's going on. So then you could get yourself killed. So there's lots of features to it that they're adding in. Additions to multiplayer. Avatar stuff.
Are you supposed to be eating on the show?
No.
Well, why are you doing it? Why?
You can have one too. Kid Icarus Uprising. This is the 3DS Kid Icarus game coming out. It comes also complete with a stand and some AR cards. Kid Icarus is a pretty cool kind of shooter game. I played it ages ago back at a 3DS event and really enjoyed what I played. So this is pretty cool. I preferred the in-air stuff as opposed to the on-the-ground stuff, but it's nice. He's still guessing games, isn't he?
He is. The chat room is just blah, blah, game. Blah, 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 game. Blah, 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 game. Ninja Gaiden 3 is also coming out. This is a fun game.
Yes, it's a new Ninja Gaiden game. It's been doing really bad on reviews. One website said, like, it's the worst action game, like, in the world.
Maybe it's not very good, then.
I felt kind of bad for them.
Well, serves them right.
But coming out on 360 and PS3, apparently it's not as hardcore as...
That's good, that
is.
That's funny.
It's not as hardcore as Ninja Gaiden 2. Apparently, they've made it a lot easier. Then we've also got Armored Core 5, which is, of course, arcade-style mech game.
That's the best game ever.
This came out on 360 and PS3. We've got Poke Park 2, Wonders Beyond. This is the second Poke Park game coming out on the Nintendo Wii. Allowing to have battles, do fun activities, play as Pikachu and all these other things. I think they're really kind of milking Pokemon these days. Does it sell? PokePark?
Kinect Rush is also coming out. This is a Disney Pixar game where you play as lots of different Pixar-y characters.
There's five, isn't there?
Yeah, you play as that guy with a hat. From Toy Story?
Woody.
Whatever he is.
Woody, there's the rat from Ratatouille. I can't think what his name is.
Ratty.
There's Incredibles, Incredibles, Up, Ratatouille, Toy Story. There's another one. Oh, Cars.
Yeah, and a car from Cars.
And there's all these different things. I watched a trailer for it. So, like, for example, there was a Incredibles thing and you were throwing, I think, cars at people. There's a Ratatouille thing and you were throwing spaghetti, I think, and you were dodging and running. Cars was driving, so like how that Kinect driving game was? What was that called?
Joyride.
I thought Joyride sounded a bit weird. Because joyriding. So you do the kind of controlling a car like that. I saw a little girl in the video, she was like, whoa, and all this stuff.
Neighbor.
It looks like it could be alright. It does look like more of a kind of party minigame style game though.
Yeah, so the Microsoft rep gave me the rundown on it.
Oh yeah.
And essentially apparently it's really fun. To sum up the 20 minute talk he gave.
He could have just said it's fun.
Well, he had to go into detail why it's fun, but I forgot all that.
Oh, okay. Then we've got Tropico 4 Modern Times. We mentioned this previously because it got announced. This is the expansion pack, which you have to buy as an expansion for PC. It's coming out in 360 as DLC as well. It allows you to make your cities more modern, really. It makes it feel and look a bit more like a SimCity-style game. Well, more like SimCity, as in, with their kind of higher-tech houses and stuff like that. And it allows you to put lots of new things in. It's got a new single player campaign with 12 scenarios, 30 new buildings. I thought it looked kind of fun. I wondered why you hadn't played Tropico. It is like a sim management game, isn't it?
I can't be bothered.
Oh, okay. I suppose.
The thing is, yeah, if I decide to play a game, I would then play that game a lot.
Yeah.
I don't just play a game for 10 minutes because it's like, what's the point in buying a game and then only playing it for 10 minutes if you don't like it? So maybe if they give me a copy for free.
Tropico people.
I might play it, but on the other hand, I might think, I see no reason in playing this.
Okay.
The chat room's currently fighting over Mr. Hayabusa. Yeah. And Baxter's saying about Terraria.
Calypso. Yeah, I was right.
They're all going to get together and have a big fight.
Beat him up.
But I'm sure Baxter's Link style Terraria character can easily beat up any ninja.
Then we've also got Alien Breed Trilogy coming out on the PS3. This came out a while back on 360, but apparently it's coming out on PS3 this week. So it's got three Alien Breed games on it with what I would imagine is trophies as well. But this is the first time that they're all available for the PS3.
We're the dog pal.
Then we've got Pro Fishing 2012, which is a fishing simulator.
Is this Kinect game?
No, it's a PC game. 60 different fishing locations around the world. It's got day and night mode, sunshine, rain and fog. animated water, animals, and leaves.
I should hope so.
A fish radar.
Fish radar?
Yeah.
Nay, bar, that's cheating.
You don't get fish radars when you go fishing.
Nay, bar.
Feeding fish.
Well, for a start, can I just say it would be sonar, not radar?
Okay. Well, this is the blurb from the website.
Whose website?
Play.
Play? Oh, dear. Dear Play. You suck.
You can fish at different depths, so kind of shallow water, deep water fishing. It doesn't mention whether there's salt and fresh water, though. Not sure about that. Obviously, because I'm, you know, a fishing aficionado. More of my dad does. I eat fish. It's got a large number of different fish, realistic sounds, and relaxing music.
We don't want music.
I don't think you really need music.
I
want
to hear the wind and the rain.
It'd be nice, because if it's got realistic sounds, it'd be nice if you... Well, I imagine you can turn off the music. So you can then just have, you know, birds tweeting and the sound in the water, because that's a kind of a nice thing to do with fishing, because it's kind of peaceful quietness.
Why do we need to spend 5 minutes talking about this fishing game?
And then it's also... Fine. Then we've got Police Simulator 2.
Oh, no. Nearby. Oh, wait. This is the sequel to Police Simulator 1,
yes.
Which looks exactly like SimCity, only with a police car. The chat room doesn't seem to like fishing here.
So, similar to the first one, I believe, that's a bit off. Chief of Police, you've got to protect people and maintain control of the budget. Jeez.
No one messes with SimCity.
Jeez.
Don't mess with SimCity, man. Apart from SimCity Societies and probably SimCity 5. No offence, but I don't trust them.
Yeah, so you can place speed cameras, use other things to capture criminals, you can have police helicopters.
Can you have cyclists with helmet cameras who report things to the police?
Probably not.
Oh,
what
shame.
You should suggest it to them. Maybe they'll add it. So you can kind of upgrade your stuff. So it's better at catching the criminals. And then we've got BitTrip Saga, which is the 3DS BitTrip release. This has
BitTrip's like a rhythm game.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
That makes you swear. Or yeah. At least Runner is. So you've got BitTrip Beat, BitTrip Core, BitTrip Void, BitTrip Runner, BitTrip Fate. And BitTrip Flux.
What about BitTrip Gangster?
They're the ones on the 3DS one. It's also got image gallery, video gallery, letters that fans wrote. No, letters to fans written by the director, new difficulty modes, and online leaderboards. This is all the 3DS version. Then we've got BitTrip Complete, which is a Wii... BitTrip Complete? Oh. Weird. Oh, I pasted... Oh, no.
What's wrong?
No. I've got the wrong info. Actually, no, I haven't got the wrong info. They wrote the wrong info. So BitTrip Complete has the other games. So BitTrip Beat, Core, Void, Runner, Fate, Trip, Flux. Trip? Why did I say Trip? BitTrip Flux. What?
That was in reference to name that game.
Oh. And the coolest thing with the Wii version is you also get an original soundtrack in the package, which is pretty awesome because the BitTrip games have some pretty darn cool music that gets stuck in your head and makes you want to continue playing. Then we've got Wii Sing Pop, which is coming out on the Wii. This is another Wii Sing game with 30 pop songs and you sing along. It uses all USB mics that are available for the Wii. Then we've got Coloropus. What it is there's a little octopus trying to save his girlfriend, and you have to solve color-based puzzles. I believe it has no text, if I'm right in thinking, because it's that you're supposed to be able to solve everything through color, and it doesn't need any kind of stuff.
Aye.
What's the word? Text to explain everything.
Text. Tippy text.
It's physics-based puzzles, as everything is these days. There's 40 underwater locations, 5 bosses, and more than 15 underwater creatures. There you go. See, no text / reading skills are required.
Aye.
All interactions between the game characters are as funny animated dialogues telling the main story and providing hints. And then we've also finally got a game called Hamlet coming out, which is a little...
which is fun.
Point-and-click game coming out. It's also available on iOS, and I think you can kind of play it online as well. But it's a point-and-click based around the tale of Hamlet, as in the Shakespeare play. And apparently it's quite good. It's won quite a few awards off websites. And... yeah. It looks pretty cool. It's being released by GSP, so it's really cheap. And the art style's quite nice.
Alright. So that's it coming out this week. Uh-huh. Some fun titles. We've got a review coming up before you hit the stop button.
Previews and or reviews.
Yes, so Journey.
Yeah, I thought I'd just say a little thing about Journey.
It's really, if you're reviewing this, I'll review some things as well.
You can if you want. It came out on PSN last week. It is £10. It's about 2 hours long, but it's well worth a tenner. I highly recommend it. I don't really
want to... what did it come out on?
PSN.
What is it now called? Sen!
Oh. Well, Sen. No, it's still the PlayStation Network.
Sen.
It's a Sen account ID.
Sen.
It's PlayStation Network.
Sen!
What was I saying? Yeah, it's enjoyable. I won't spoil anything. At first, I was slightly annoyed with the online of it. It's kind of an anonymous online multiplayer to it, where you can have another person take part on the journey with you. I got really annoyed with someone when they did something before I got there, and I wanted to do it. But then after a while, I got used to it and then quite enjoyed having a companion that I could then try and talk to in pressing the little button that made you go, woo, or a little weird noise, and I kind of communicate with it by saying thanks and stuff like that, by just pressing the buttons. But yeah, it's really nice. I highly recommend it. If you're willing to pay £10 for a game that's a couple of hours, you should definitely pick it up. They also have amazing looking sand / snow effects.
What sort of game is it?
Exploration.
Is it like a 2D platformer?
It's 3D. I'd say it's a puzzle. It's got puzzle elements, but they're not hugely puzzle based. It's very simple. You can almost just run through it, but there's nice moments where you kind of have to stop. But I'm not going to spoil anything. Because it's such a short adventure, you kind of want to play it without really knowing a huge amount about what kind of events take place in it. But it's a little character on their journey, really. And that's why it's called Journey. And they're pretty cute. This little person in a little brown cloak. And, yeah, it's quite nice because there's no real text in the game. It's all kind of based on exploring, but the camera kind of helps you know where to go and stuff like that throughout, so it guides you. It's nice. I recommend it. And at the end, it tells you who you played with. And I played with way more people than I thought I played with. And the light flickered.
Oh, did it? That's probably bad, because it means we're going to get power cut any second. That means I better save this episode before we do. But first, we obviously have to play music. Thanks for watching, the people in the chat room. It's nice to see we have some more people in there.
Mm-hmm.
Especially after last week's where I said everyone get in the chat room and watch it live.
Oh, should I give Jenny a rating?
You can if you want. Since you're interrupting my exit for the show.
Would I give it 5 out of 5?
I'd only give it 1 out of 5.
You didn't see me play it.
Not available on platforms I'm willing to play on.
Mm. I'd say a 5. There are a couple of things I'm a bit niggly about, but I won't mention them because they're spoilers.
So the game's got issues, but we can't mention them because they're spoilers.
No, it's not issues within the game. It's just saying that I didn't... there was a moment that I'm not going to say.
Okay, so
it's not that there's anything wrong with the game. The game works fine.
Just fine?
Fine. It's fine.
Yeah, feedback at gamercast.net. Leave a comment on the blog, gamercast.net. See us on YouTube, youtube.com/gamercast.net. .net spelled out as in .net, D-O-T, net. What other stuff? We do the live show, woohoo. 8 o'clock, Mondays, UK time. We go on to summertime next week, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
So if we assume the US also goes on to summertime next week, it's 1 o'clock Pacific and 4 o'clock Eastern time we record the show. And you can watch it live just by going to gamercast.net/live. Live as in live. Since they're the same.